I'm Mike Rush, an Australian correspondent based in Jerusalem reporting for Sitrep Israel. Welcome to another episode of Sitrep Israel, an automated situational report covering Israel's security fronts. This Sitrep was generated on Saturday, the 2nd of May 2026 at 15:15 Israel time, 12:15 UTC. Hezbollah attacks Israeli troops, IDF strikes over 50 targets as US pulls 5,000 troops from Germany. Hezbollah launched a series of rocket and loitering glider attacks on Israeli forces in southern Lebanon today, with the IDF confirming all projectiles were intercepted or fell without causing injuries. The claimed operations targeted an anti-armor bunker in Al-Bayada and a troop gathering in Al-Qantara. In response, the IDF has struck over 50 Hezbollah targets since Friday, including command centers and military structures, with the Lebanese Health Ministry reporting at least 13 killed, among them 4 women and a child. The IDF also issued evacuation warnings for 10 villages in the south, a pattern that fits preparations for a broader campaign. Now turning to the regional sections. In Iran, the regime executed 2 men, Yaqub Karimpour and Nasser Bakrazadeh, on charges of spying for Israel. This is part of a widening crackdown that has seen over 21 dissidents executed and more than 4,000 arrested since late February. On the diplomatic front, President Trump defended his administration's Iran policy, claiming the naval blockade was necessary and joking that the Navy was acting like pirates. The Pentagon estimates the blockade has cost Iran nearly $4.8 billion, with over 40 vessels redirected since April 13th. Domestically, President Pezeshkian praised teachers' resilience, state media gave foreign journalists a tour of a damaged bridge in Karaj, and the country marked National Persian Gulf Day. In Lebanon, beyond the kinetic exchange, Hezbollah warned its supporters against being drawn into sectarian strife, citing offensive videos broadcast by LBC. On the multilateral front, China's UN ambassador called for reversing the Security Council's decision to terminate UNIFIL's mandate, which is set to expire at the end of the year. Moving to Gaza, 2 leaders of the flotilla intercepted near Crete, Palestinian Spanish citizen Saif Abu Keshek and Brazilian Tiago Avila, have been brought to Israel for questioning. Israel accuses them of belonging to a sanctioned Hamas front. In the West Bank, 2 Palestinians were injured, including a 71-year-old woman, in an assault by Israeli settlers in the Jabal Jalous area of Hebron, according to the Palestine Red Crescent Society. On the multilateral track beyond the UNIFIL call, the UN stated that the financial cost of the US-Israeli war on Iran equals the funding needed for its entire 2026 global humanitarian plan, which is seeking $23 billion. A senior Pakistani senator also urged an end to the war, calling for diplomacy and regional cooperation. In Europe, the Pentagon announced the withdrawal of 5,000 troops from Germany over the next 6 to 12 months, explicitly citing inappropriate and unhelpful German rhetoric on the Iran war. Germany hosts roughly 35,000 US troops, the largest contingent in Europe. Separately, British Prime Minister Keir Starmer said the phrase "globalize the Intifada" should be completely off limits, as his government considers a ban on some pro-Palestine protests. In the Americas, President Trump joked that the U.S. Navy would take on Cuba on its way home from Iran. And in a sign of the conflict's economic ripple effects, Spirit Airlines began winding down operations and canceled all flights, citing a fuel crisis caused by double jet fuel prices. In the Asia-Pacific, Japan's Takaichi signed 6 agreements with Vietnam covering technology, agriculture, and space during a visit to Hanoi. And in the wider Middle East, Iran condemned a terrorist attack near the Sayyida Zainab Shrine in Damascus that killed the local Friday prayer leader. Moving to the analysis. First, the trend. The tempo of kinetic exchange between Israel and Hezbollah is accelerating, with the character of operations shifting. Hezbollah is experimenting with precision-guided loitering munitions, while the IDF has expanded its target set and issued civilian evacuation warnings. The U.S.-Iran diplomatic track is simultaneously hardening, with Trump rejecting peace proposals and the Pentagon executing a symbolic troop withdrawal from Germany. The net effect is a conflict widening in geographic scope and intensifying in tactical complexity, with no off-ramp visible. On the information environment, 2 competing narratives dominate. The U.S.-Israeli camp frames the conflict as a necessary campaign to dismantle Iran's nuclear and proxy capabilities, with the Germany withdrawal signaling Allied realignment. Hezbollah pushes a narrative of successful resistance, emphasizing novel weaponry and civilian casualties. The gap between reporting and evidence is widest in casualty claims. China's call to reverse UNIFIL's termination introduces a third framing, but it is currently ignored by both primary belligerents. And the synthesis, the US troop withdrawal from Germany is not primarily about burden sharing. It is a coercive signal to European allies that Washington will tolerate no dissent on Iran policy, effectively conditioning NATO solidarity on support for a war most members oppose. The Pentagon's explicit linkage of the drawdown to inappropriate German rhetoric is a rare public conditioning of basing rights on political alignment. The timing, hours after Germany criticized the blockade, and the absence of any announced replacement deployment, make a counter-reading of a long-planned rotation implausible. The move risks fracturing the alliance at a moment when the US needs European bases for any sustained Iran campaign, suggesting the administration is prioritizing political loyalty over operational necessity. And now, the OSINT indicators and dual lens predictions. Three things to watch. First, check Flight Radar 24 for any Iranian military cargo flights departing Mehrabad or Bandar Abbas towards Syria or Lebanon in the next 24 hours. A spike could indicate urgent resupply to Hezbollah. Second, review Sentinel-1 SAR imagery of southern Lebanon for new IDF strike damage or Hezbollah launch site preparations near Al-Bayada and Al-Qantara. Third, monitor the Telegram channel Mani Fabian for real-time IDF Homefront Command alerts or changes to civilian protection guidelines in northern Israel. Looking at these through a status quo lens, within 48 hours, Hezbollah will claim at least one more loitering glider strike on IDF positions in southern Lebanon. The Iran-Israel ceasefire will hold through May 5th with no direct kinetic exchange. And before May 4th, the IDF will issue additional evacuation warnings for villages in southern Lebanon beyond the initial 10, with low confidence. Now looking at the same indicators through an escalation lens. Within 72 hours, a Hezbollah loitering glider strike will penetrate Israeli airspace and cause IDF casualties, triggering a significant Israeli retaliation beyond southern Lebanon. By May 5th, Iran will announce a breach of nuclear deal limits, such as enrichment above 60%, in response to the blockade. And within 72 hours, a U.S. Navy vessel will fire warning shots at an Iranian ship attempting to run the blockade in the Strait of Hormuz, marking the first direct U.S.-Iran kinetic incident since the ceasefire, with low confidence. That concludes this SITREP. For more, visit sitrepisr.com or subscribe on Telegram at t.me/Israel_sitreps. This is Mike Rash, signing off from Jerusalem.